was always trying to figure out how to be in the gaming scene. Even if I stopped trying to build this as a business, I've built a room that my family can enjoy.
You've got to be here when it is nothing to appreciate it when it is something. Streamcast.
Ayo, welcome to another edition of the Streamcast. I'm your host, Blackamora, and today is... It's a special day. It's a special episode because we've got a very special guest. Please join me in welcoming recording artist, tech guru, genius, man of the people, Joey's Funhouse.
Hey. I said man of the people. I was thinking,
man of the people.
Yes, yes.
How you doing, bro?
I'm good, man. Just here chilling, bro, man. Trust me. How you doing?
I'm good, man. Thank you for asking. Yeah. I'm good.
You sure you're good? Yeah.
It's fine. It's not going out.
You sure you didn't want to talk about the other stuff, that the bad day, yeah?
I don't know. It's going to be fine. The day this goes out, it's going to be a good day. Don't worry about it. The cameras are on. The lights are bright.
Trust me. Well, yeah, man.
It's been... a bit of a while. I've wanted you on for a minute. And you've been working very hard, obviously in other worlds as well as the gaming scene. But I've seen you collab with King of Tech, Tech Jammer, who is an amazing dude himself. But I feel like this is a redundant question because I'm about to say, if people don't know who you are, but I feel like everyone knows who you are. But in the slight unlikely case that people don't know who you are, would you like to give them a quick rundown of who you are and what you do?
Well, the thing is, you say everyone knows who I don't, bro. Fred is that, remember, at one stage in your life, you never even knew who Michael Jackson was. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't think that everybody knows who I am. So I go by the name of Joey or Joe Grand, as a lot of people know me as Black said. I'm a recording artist, content creator, and everything, but first rapper. Yeah, part of SM1 with my bros Giggs, Gunna D, Kais, you know what I'm saying, Tiny Boost. And yeah, man, like I just crossed over to this field and I'm enjoying it right now, you get me?
Wavy. So I feel like you've always had this gamer heart inside of you. What caused you to make that switch?
See, it's mad, yeah, because I was always trying to figure out how to be in the gaming scene as the artist. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? But it was like, so I've always, like, for a good while, been messing with, like, companies like Warner Brothers and Bandai and all these companies and everything. They've always sent me games, like, for shout-outs and that kind of stuff there. But I've always wanted to figure out how can the artists exist in the gaming world and, like, make something big of it, you get what I'm saying? Like, I don't know. It's like, I don't know if it's impossible, but at the same time, it's like, all right, cool, one thing at a time. You get what I'm trying to say? So, like, during COVID, just before COVID, I dropped a big project of mine, and I was booked for bare shows and all this stuff and everything. And a week later, after I dropped the project, COVID struck, and it was like, rah, everything was just shut down. And it was like, rah, it's mad. And then I'm online, like, we're on a lockdown and everything, and I'm online, like, posting a picture of myself with my Naruto headband and everything, and people are commenting saying, bro, I never knew Joe Grand like Naruto, and I'm like, what do you mean? And then I'm streaming, like, straight from my PlayStation, no OBS and that, straight from the PlayStation, that. And then Fred is like, bro, what do you mean you stream, like, gaming? And I'm like, bro, people actually don't know me. You know what I'm saying? And that was like, I felt like a failure. Like, I failed the people, that, like, I didn't show them all of me or something. Not that I was hiding any side of me, but it was like, cool, that, like, I never done a good enough job to let them know more of my passions and things that I enjoy and stuff. So it's like, all right, cool, that. Like, I was speaking to my friend Ashley Burst, and I said to him, rah, bro. But I don't really like Instagram too much because, I don't really like Instagram too much because it feels like the pictures that people are taking, they're just pictures of them. Like there's no history to it. We don't know the story behind it. So might not resonate with this picture. It's just like a really good picture. Like, yeah, cool. The person's photogenic or I'm photogenic or whatever, but there's nothing else outside of it. Oh, raw, nice picture. Like, all right, scroll. You know what I'm saying? So it was like, raw, like, I want my Instagram to be like sick.
Mm.
That's what I remember saying. I want my Instagram to be sick. I want people to say, raw, like, seen Joe Grant's Instagram and then go and then what need to be there and everything. So I sat and thought about it for a while, and then I moved into this house and started building this room and realized that cool, that one, like I don't want to make that project, I don't want to have to try to make that project again like that I friggin' made and COVID knocked it out of the race. And equally, bro, I wanna show the angles. So I was like, all right, cool, like let's work on this thing here. And let's make that sick Instagram. You get what I'm saying? So now I'm here in this like content creation world and everything. Like I'm not done with music, but I'm here now able to like show people sides of me, passions from myself, things that is it like all these things. And it's like, yeah, this is where I felt like I was supposed to be a long time ago. And I'm glad that I figured out how to get here.
I like that. I would say I don't think you should think of it as you failed the people. I think this is a thing that people internally have. And when they see someone in one lane, they just can't think of them existing outside of that.
So, I hear that.
For an example, like students, right? At school, if they see their teacher outside of school, like a McDonald's or a W. Smith, it's kind of like, wait, they let you out? What's going on?
They let you eat? You eat food?
Right?
You eat.
But I think it's just that. But,
nah, I hear that. I hear that. Because there was, I remember one time I tweeted like about EastEnders. And like, this was years ago. And someone must have said, wait, Joe Granny, watch EastEnders. I'm like, bro, I'm not always out in the trap doing what you feel. You know what I'm saying? It's like, so I hear you. I definitely hear you and everything. But the reason why I say I feel like I failed is because it's like there may have been more instances where I might have been able to put like slight lines in there to make people like I got a song with Shao Do, Smash. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And it's bare anime references and that. And why couldn't I have made something like that sooner? Yeah, I'm trying to say, like, why couldn't I have like done small things and or tried to partner up or perform at Comic-Con, or do you know what I'm saying? Like small things like that to make people understand to themselves, no, this is literally me. And also because man is how I am, and there are so many people that are afraid to like to show the full them and everything, like they like there's people that think to themselves, raw, like the bad guys get the girls, like the only G's get the girls and that kind of stuff. There, I can't be the my nerdy side. I'm just gonna have to be show that side of myself and everything. It's like raw, like well, I show this side and it lets the people know, nah, raw, like you can be both. You can be someone who's got this persona and that persona, and it's all right to show. Yeah, I'm trying to say. So it's like I said, I've always felt a responsibility when it comes to like the streets and everything, because remember, like it was my team that let the country know to themselves, right, you're allowed to speak like about your like gangster life or like being on the roads and that kind of stuff there, and people will resonate with it. So I've always felt a responsibility that it's like, okay, let people know what they're allowed to do, because obviously people are afraid to like, you understand what I'm saying, push forward and show people.
Definitely. And I feel You definitely resonated with a lot of people. I knew. I love listening to a lot of Gigs Early stuff as well. So So I get that. I think there's not much more you could have done personally, because there's always that sacrifice. There's always that, wait, why is man performing at Comic-Con? He's not about it. And then all of a sudden it's just, you're not taken seriously anymore. So you never know.
I hate you. I hate you.
I think, you know, everything happens for a reason. So you built yourself up to a very strong place. You got your brand, you got your name recognition. And now it's just you're adding more to it. So you're much more fleshed out and more 3D. I mean, everyone likes EastEnders. Everyone likes games. Everyone likes the, like, everyone likes to turn on the TV every now and then. So I don't know why people are so surprised.
Bro, it's the reactions people have given me in life. It's like, bro, right. like, did you? You definitely didn't think before you spoke. Like.
it's just
crazy.
It's them ones. Obviously, people are just thinking, okay, man, just 24/7 out in the street with something in his hand. Like, what's going on? That's not real. That's not real.
That's it. No, it's crazy, bro. But yeah, as I said, but yeah, no, but I definitely hear you, and I definitely like. I'm probably being too hard on myself, you know what I'm saying?
I agree. I think it's because it's you. You're definitely more hard on yourself, and I am on me. So it's definitely, you know, don't be so hard on yourself, man. If you take anything away from this,
definitely. You know what that small little sentence that you know what I'm saying, like that could have been the end of the show. And it's like, yeah, this is perfect. Yeah, I said, this is a perfect, that was a perfect conversation, man.
Well, of course, I'm going to have to get into your gamer side a little bit more because I know you're a big time gamer. I just saw one of your streams the other day. You had me cracking up when you were cussing out a certain game.
Which one? There was like five of them. Like.
You spent a lot of time on this one. There were like certain boomerangs that weren't present. it was funny. I was watching what you were saying because like I watched it. And I wasn't you know offended or anything. But then listening to you break it down and seeing why you were annoyed at certain things, I was like, bro, you're actually right, you though. You're actually right. Why is, you know, my man using weapons when he could literally just kill people with his bare hands or his teeth? Yeah. I hear what you're saying.
Yeah, but you know what it is, yeah? Like man's, I got angles, isn't it? Like, and equally, as you said earlier about man being the rapper and people can't see like parts that kind of stuff. It's like, raw, hold on. So you're like, we don't want to mention the, you know what I'm saying? Like,
but I'm not trying to do that to you. If you want to say it, that's on you. That's cool.
But anything man speaks about, it's the truth. Like, if I'm going to complain about something, like a movie or something, I'm not saying, right, the movie's terrible. Or the game's terrible and everything. It's just like, bro, like, I've got opinions now. I can understand why people like certain things. So it's like Man of Steel. Yeah. It's like Man of Steel. Yeah. Like such a great movie until the end, because it was like such a great Clark Kent movie until they tried to make him Superman. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? But I would never say to anyone, bro, it's a terrible movie. It's just like, nah, like I just couldn't get down with this. And here's my whole reason why and everything. Mm. But like, I like the fact that you like that. You know what I'm saying? Like, even like Giggs loves Star Wars. and Harry Potter, yeah. And like, I think Star Wars is media and Harry Potter's like, all right, cool. If I watch it, I'll watch it. But like, and he gets on to me, what do you mean you don't like Voldemort? and I've explained to him the reason why I don't really care for Star Wars, but I also can say to him, as a man who loves angles and perspectives, it's like, but I do want to sit with you whilst you watch this movie one day and you can. Like, run commentary on it to make me understand why you see such greatness in this. See, I'm trying to say. So even like that whole game, I was just watching someone else's stream earlier, like, and they were saying, bro, like, they were still talking about saying how they're excited for it. And I was saying, no, it's this, it's that. And they said, no, but we've already got so much of that, what you said you wanted. Like, why did that company need to make another one of that? And I said, and I thought, you know what? I hear you. You ain't won me over yet, but I hear you. You understand what I'm trying? And that's the thing in it. So it's great conversations, great debates and everything, all that kind of stuff there. So it's like, I don't want to be, I'm not going to go to the crowd of I'm going to
debate against you just because everyone's saying something. Like, I'm gonna always say my opinion and everything, but yeah, man's a major gamer, bro. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, let's full circle. Man's a major gamer, bro. You know what I'm saying? Like, I love games. I love like how far back it's come. You know what I'm trying to say? Like, yeah. and everything that's going on with it, the graphics of it, the stories, the DLCs. Like, look at GTA, bro. Like, why don't GTA be going for like 12 years or something?
Yep. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like all that kind of stuff there. So it's like raw. Like, it's everything that the young me really wanted, bro. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So like, I just live in this game. And whenever I get time to game and everything, like, I thought to myself, yeah, I'm gonna build this room, I'm gonna be gaming all the time and everything. It was like, yeah, no, most of the days you're creating content, you ain't got no time for that, my guy. But and if I do, I'm playing Lego Superheroes with a little man or full guy, you know what I'm saying? So it's like friggin' the young me wanted all these things, so I'm just grateful to be able to have like opinions on great games, like to say no, this is just media or whatever. Because it's like, at one stage when man was growing up, gaming was dying, bro. You know what I'm saying? Like, gaming was dying. It was crazy. I remember going to one of the first EGXs and it was super sick. And I went to the third one and it was basically empty because no one was really trying to game, and people were trying to make you seem like a child because you still games. You get what I'm trying to say? Mm-hmm. Now it's the biggest business in the world. You know what I'm saying? And it's, you understand? So it's like, raw. Like, I love the fact that man can have that, whatever arguments, debates, whatever you want to call that, about all these things, because it wasn't supposed to get this far.
I like that at the end of the day, you can have that reasonable debate with someone. You don't need to change your opinion. The other person doesn't need to change their opinion, but you can both come at it at a reasonable point. And you both have your arguments as to why you think what you think. I respect that. I don't think it needs to be, it's just trash. No, of course not.
Because even like, have you ever had a conversation with the right person after playing a game that you decided was, or watching a movie or anything that you decided was trash? You in your mind, like, nope, not gonna, this is not my, and then you had the right conversation with the right person. And you said, you know what? I'm gonna go watch or go play that again. And then you played it from their perspective now. You're like, you know, it's actually really good, you know? Mm. If do you understand what I'm saying? If I jump on it from that angle and everything, this is actually really good. I was looking at it with the wrong eyes. Yeah, I'm trying to say. And that's the whole thing. Like, it's not about being like manipulated and everything. It's just about like looking at things the right way.
Yeah, man, it's all about debate, persuasion, you know, arguments, but not, you know, in the aggressive way. It's all about passionate, just talking about it. Yeah, that's how, you know, the fandom has gotten as big as it is now. And it's very funny because I always look at people now and it's like, okay, I'm glad that gaming has been destigmatized to a certain extent, to like, now companies like EE are trying to jump on board, Virgin Media trying to jump on board. You know, companies that traditionally don't have a lot to do with gaming, they're now trying to get in because it's the popping thing.
That's it.
But you know, 10, 20 years ago, as you said, you were made to feel like, what's wrong with you? Get a real job. What's wrong with you?
That's it. You're a small boy. Yeah. That's it. Do you understand? Like my oldest son's 18, like, and he wasn't allowed, I didn't let him play computer in the weekdays. He played it on the weekends. And whenever people would come around, they'll see him playing computer. Oh, he's always playing computer, man, blah, blah. And it's like, why are you making it seem like it's a bad thing? Oh, it's because, like, you think that game is a small boy thing and whatever. You think it's not a... Do you understand what I'm trying to say? And that's the whole thing. Where now, like, people recognize that, like, being able to sit down and game and everything is good for your mental health. And, like, do you understand what I'm saying? Or it's some good downtime and all these type of things. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? So it's like, raw, like... You nearly took something that someone loved and knew they loved away from them to make them despise it, or furthermore, give them traumas to you know what I'm saying? That's it. That's crazy.
Mm-hmm. And you can see that in a lot of other industries as well, when it comes to anime, cartoons, manga, comics, even certain sports. You can see that some people have had it drilled out of them because they were made fun of it. And now, you know, you've ruined potentially someone's career or someone's livelihood, you know?
Do you understand? And that's the whole thing, bro. Like, that's why it's good that the internet's about now, you know what I'm trying to say? Yeah. So, like, you don't have to speak to them people about it, and that, like, you don't have to hold in your love for anything. You got your own little group that you can just, like, get excited about things with and everything. And like, it's not that you're hiding that side of you. It's just that, yeah, forget you. I don't need to speak to you. You don't get it. Yeah, I'm trying to say that's it. Right. That's it. You don't get it. So we're not going to have this discussion and everything. Mm. I've got my people that I can go to Comic-Con with and go to the cinema to watch Demon Slayer and all that kind of stuff with. It's just, it's super sick. And then equally, like when you find the right community for it as well, bruv, like some great discussions, some very passionate people, like all this greatness, and it's like, raw, like, where was you when I was younger? I needed you. You know what I'm saying? That's it. Yep. I needed you, fam. So, yeah, it's incredible, man. So incredible.
Yeah. Nah, for real, for real. Well, let's take it back a little bit. Let's take it all the way back to Joey's first game. Do you remember your first game and your first console?
Yeah. Easy. Easy.
All right.
Like, my first game was Mario, but let's on the NES, but let's scrap that. Let's just put that bit, say that, yeah. My first game, my first serious game that I never even completed was the first Turtles game. First Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles game, bro. Okay. Yeah. That game, hey, bro, you see that game? Yeah, that game was cold, and I'm so upset I never could, because you couldn't complete it, like, unless you was like a bad man. Remember, like friggin' Before memory cards, like,
honestly, that's something I like to pretend didn't really happen, because you got really good at that first level. Bro, you either bust games in a sitting or you just never finish the game.
Bro, listen, I remember how far I got on that game. And then where we would always, that, like, me and Giggs, like, always, like, you get to the Technodrome. That's the stage. And then you're outside and you gotta smash the eye on top of the Technodrome. And then you jump in. And it's like, yes, we're in. All right, cool. Sick. We're in. All right, we're going to get further this time. We're not going to die. You're inside the Technodrome. Foot soldiers come for you. Bebop rocks, they come for you. Yeah, you're dead. Now you got to start nine stages. Nine stages all over again. You just took 4 hours to get there. Your mom's not gonna let you play for 4 more. All right, cool. So, like,
you know, next week.
You know what I'm saying? Like, it's like, Ross, I remember that, bro. That's traumas. Like, so thank you for bringing that up.
Oh, man. Sorry. What was that? PS2?
Nah, bro. That was NES. That was Nintendo.
Oh, NES.
That was the first. You know what I'm saying? I said before memory cards, my guy. You get what I'm trying to say? So that was the first. I remember that. I remember getting that computer on Christmas. I remember not understanding what the hell it was. But you know what I'm saying? Like, I think I was like around like 5, 6 or something. You know what I'm saying? Like, and it was like, raw, like, what's this nothing? It's my brother, older brother playing the game. And you know your older brother's always cooler than you. You know, yeah, I said, bro, my older brother's playing this game. Like, yeah, I'm gonna get good at this and that. And then you jump on it, and then you're like, bro, this is cool, but you're rubbish. You're completely wacky. Your brother's like, yeah, if you go to, oh, there's an extra life down there, and then you die. And it's like, my turn. You know what I'm saying? Like, like all that. So this is what I'm saying, bro. I remember it, like, and that's the thing, like, your best memories are the memories you remember. You get what I'm saying? So, like, I remember my first consoles. I remember getting the Super Nintendo after that. I remember getting Sega Mega Drive after that, and the Super Nintendo after that. I remember when my cousin first bought the PlayStation around my house, and man was playing that for how many months? God knows where he got that from, because, like, he just turned up at the house and said, hold this with me for a little while, and I'll come back for it in a few months. Like,
I'm done.
Like, I remember all that stuff. So, like, I remember playing GTA for the first time. Do you remember playing GTA for the first time?
I mean, I didn't get into it till late, but my brother played it. Yeah.
What was the first GTA you played?
I got into it real late, like 3? GTA 3 or GTA 4?
So, like PS2 days?
Yeah, PS2.
Bro, I remember playing GTA for the first time, bro.
But, like, the top-down one.
Yeah, the bird's eye view. Bro, listen, this game, it came on, like, do you remember back in the day when you'd buy, I don't know if you'd remember this, yeah, like,
So you used to buy magazines, and they used to come with a disc with all demos.
My parents did too.
Bro, I remember me and one of my brothers were coming back from school, and I must have just bought it like, on a whim. You know, was there like just last bit of man's lunch money, like for the week, and everything. It was like, you know what? Cool, just bought the magazine and a disc and the all right, cool, whatever. Put that in, playing this game, and it was so rubbish. And then tried the other games, and there they were dead as well. But man bought this thing with man's last lunch money, so man's gonna make one of these games work. You know what I'm saying? And then man carried on playing the GTA thing, and then man realized you could steal the car from the people, and it was like all of a sudden it's like, this game's actually good, bro. You know what I'm saying? And then friggin' later on, like, man never even got the full version of that one, but later on, my brethren must have got GTA London. And that's the first time man got to proper play. And it's like, yeah, this game's actually cold, bro. Whatever, like, I was saying that, like, proper messing with it and that. And then PlayStation 2 comes out. And then the real GTA drops. And it's like, yeah. You know what I'm saying? You're like, yeah, this is mad. Like, and that's when you're new to yourself, right? Like, remember, the PlayStation 1 was a bad boy console. Bad boy console, bro. But when that dropped, you knew gaming was in a whole new era now.
Every single,
I don't know anyone that actually bought the PlayStation 1 for any specific game. They just was gifted it as for Christmas gift or like,
yeah.
You know what I'm saying? The rich kids in school, all that kind of stuff there. Yeah. But when that GTA dropped on PlayStation 2, every single person I knew started buying a PlayStation 2 and bought GTA. And that's when you knew to yourself, raw, like, this is really a thing now. You know what I'm saying? This is really cool. Like, bag of people are actually getting into it and everything. Like, so, yeah, them errors there, bruv. Like, crazy. Crazy, fam.
you said it right. Like, the PS2's release signified a complete change of the industry. I still think it's the best gaming library of all time. And I think it was PS2, Dragon Ball Z, and SmackDown. That's what all the boys are talking about. And if you were involved in all three, you were the coolest.
You were the guy. What? Oh, trust me. That's what I'm saying. Like, think about all that stuff there, how much that brought people together before the internet was even about, bruv. You know what I'm trying to say? And this is the point, as we were just saying a minute ago, like, so many people tried to make you feel like a small boy, like, later after that. Remember, gaming started dying down after that, the Xbox and everything, blah, blah, game stuff. And it's like, rah, you made me feel like a small boy, but man's got all these, like, great people that have come around, man. And you got this community around you and everything over this great thing, but you're trying to take it away from me, like, say, raw, like, man shouldn't be celebrating this and be happy that man's got, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's crazy, bro.
I think some people, I don't want to make a blanket statement here. I think some people can't take when people are happy over things that they don't understand.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where that comes from. It's an innate, almost jealousy. Like, I don't get it. Why do you like that? I don't like that. So why should you? And I think it comes from there, personally. But
as I said, people don't know what they love.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. And because you found something that you love, it's like, why have you figured out what you love, and I can't figure out what? Nope. You know what? Nope. Got to take that away. You can't love something and that. You know what I'm saying? That's it.
Agreed. So. Let's get into your best five games. What are your favorite five games of all time?
All right. What? Any order. All right, cool. First thing that came to my mind right now was Pokemon Stadium. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, immediately. As we said, GTA. I don't know which one. Nah, just GTA. You know what I'm saying? Just GTA. Like, if I'm gonna say one right now, it has to be the current five. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, that's for me.
Five is really stood the test of time. 10 years plus going, three generations. It's still one of the most popping games. Role play. the way it has its own ecosystem. You know, that game just changed things.
Changed things so much, bruv. GTA, this is so mad. I'm actually gonna say this because I don't really care for this threat, but
go for it. Hey, this is a safe space.
Hogwarts, Hogwarts, bruv. They might not get anything for no parting, bruv. But Hogwarts, bruv, bad boy game, bruv. Man, I have to admit when things are bad boy games, bruv. Hogwarts, 100%, bruv. Like everyone, but I was saying to a friend that they'd say, like, I wish that there was a demo so everyone could know to themselves that it's safe to spend your money on this game because you're going to be really happy with it. But yeah, Hogwarts, Command and Conquer. Command and Conquer. That's definitely, like, I've been begging for a new Command and Conquer for friggin' years. Number five. Rainbow Six. I don't know which one, but Rainbow Six. Yeah.
Again, pick one.
All right. Then Siege has got the most hours out of me. Yeah, respect.
That's Siege, a very strong and very top five. I respect. All right, sick.
But if you ask me tomorrow, I'll probably change my mind. I feel like
that's a sign of a gamer, right? There's so many games that restricting it to a top five, I almost do it on purpose to be like, okay, think on the spot. Let's see what you got. Like, five games that really speak to you. Five games that you put the most hours in. Whatever your definition of favorite, best, top is, right? The average gamer is going to have played more than five games, obviously. So,
yeah, of course.
and the quality of games nowadays is so high that top five can change by a monthly basis right now. Like games like Elden Ring.
Easy.
Like GTA, as you said, Red Dead 2, God of War,
Ooh, Horizon. I forgot about Horizon. This is insane.
So if anyone's listening to this on an audio only platform, I beg you, I implore you to watch the YouTube version of this, because Joey's Funhouse is not just a name. It's just not a catchy brand. It's a real thing. It is literally a fun house. It's amazing. I want one for myself. In the most positive way, I mean this. I'm jealous and I'm envious.
You're inspired. You're inspired.
There we go. Yeah. You see, that's the professional. I'm inspired. Talk to me and let the people know about the fun house from conception to completion.
All right, for one, you have to elaborate on conception. Yeah.
of course. So, specifically, I want you to talk me through the funhouse from the very moment you got the idea of, okay, I think playing games in my front room or wherever isn't working for me anymore. I need my own space. Okay, how do I get this done? All right.
We're moving into this house and I'm like, all right, cool, like, what are we going to do with a garage? Like, what do people do with garages? You get what I'm saying? So I spoke to the missus, said, all right, cool. I was doing a YouTube channel called Joey's Game and Tech Vault, where I was freaking, like, off camera talking about trying to make people understand, like, oh, these are the shows that I watch, the anime that I watch, and blah, blah, kind of stuff that, like, didn't even know what it was supposed to be. And it's like, all right, cool. I'm going to start this YouTube channel in my garage. Like, I'm going to continue and that kind of stuff there. And as I'm trying to think of if I'm going to do this, I'm not taking this YouTube channel seriously. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I knew that it wasn't a real thing. It was like, bro, you can never really convert a garage with that. Like, you sure, bro? Because, like, that I don't know if you actually really like this. So it's like, all right, cool. But then I remember saying to myself, bro, like, my missus is working from home. She's working in the kitchen, like, right into the front room. Like, man, can't, that my front room's a mad angle, so I can't play computer in there. Like, and the TV's too close to me. All this type of stuff, and it's like, now you need your space, bro. You need this. See what I'm saying? So it's like, all right, cool. Just go and do it. Just go and start building and everything. And as I'm building it, I remember friggin', I don't know. I remember feeling like God said to me, if you do this, I'm gonna tell you a secret. And I said, all right, cool, like, all right, fine. So I started building it in that now. And I remember feeling like so excited because I'm building it along with a friend. You know what I'm saying? Like they're supervising me, they're helping me build. And I'm like, right, this is so cool, man. Like, man's building this room, like whatever. And that, and then I remember like as we're building the room, I just bought a TV in there, like, and then the PlayStation there. It's freezing cold in the room. Like it's like the middle, it's October. Yeah, oh, like the room's not insulated yet, but I'm starting. Yeah. I'm like, no, nah, if you're gonna start playing games in here, you gotta start now. You gotta be here when it is like nothing to appreciate it when it is something. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So I'm playing games in there and that, and then I remember showing Instagram me start building it, and originally it was called the museum. That's what this room is called, the museum. Now the museum is that bit over there where the statues are. That's what I'm saying. But I remember saying, "Raw, like I put it on Instagram," and I remember people going wild over it. Like, but they didn't even know what it was meant to be. And it was like, "Raw, like this is so cool. Like people really mess with this." So then I remember, like, I made a song where I said, "I'm looking Pat Sharp. I left the funhouse," and I'm like, "I like the funhouse concept. You know what? I took it. Let's call it Joey's Funhouse and that." So, like, every bit by bit, I'm doing it. And I said, God said, I'll tell you a secret, yeah? So, like, as I started building, God said to me, all right, cool, here's what you're going to do, yeah? And, like, you know, I was there, and it was like, Ross, you're going to do this, you're going to build, and whatever, pay attention. I need you to pay attention so you'll see exactly where the business is. Because I need you to, I can't just tell you what the business is. I need you to understand it, you know what I'm saying? Right. And all these things, and it's like, raw, like, this is so cool, like, and so, every single second of this, like, I'm learning and I'm appreciating more, because, like, every weekend, my youngest son, he's 5, he'll come in there and we'll play computers. I said before, like, Lego Superheroes, or my daughter, she's freaking 8 months. She's coming in, she's looking at the lights and she appreciates it. Or my oldest son, he's 18, and he quickly comes in and he walks around and he's like, cool, like, you know what I'm saying? And then, so, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's, you know what I'm saying? And then sometimes I might, like, to say to him, oh yeah, like, what are you doing? I'm going back in the front room, like, are you coming? He'd be like, no, I'm gonna stay in here, and he'll play computer in there, and it's like, I really built something that my family can enjoy. You know what I'm saying? Like, and that is the main, like, the biggest thing for me. Like, even if I stopped trying to build this as a business, I've built a room that my family can enjoy. Like, the other day I was playing Fall Guys, me and my youngest and boy, and he was on the TV playing the Switch with Fall Guys, and I was remote playing Fall Guys from the PlayStation on this monitor. And I'm like, bruv, can you see this? You know what I'm saying? You've built a room that's so compact that it brings people together. Like, and then one day my oldest and my youngest boy was in there, was playing Little Big Planet all together. And my wife came in with the baby and we're chilling there, and it's like, this is nice, bro. Do you understand what I'm saying? It's like that's the whole, like, concept of it, of building a nice space that everyone can enjoy. Because it's not my room. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's mine, but it's not my room. Like, I want my oldest to friggin', like, come around with his friends from, like, sixth form or whatever, and they can chill with it. Or my youngest son can come in there and whatever. Or my daughter could. The answer I'm trying to say, like, they just want to sit and play computer. Like, my youngest son's computer's in here. This is the only place he's allowed to play computer in the house. You get what I'm trying to say? Like, so it's like, yeah, this is your room. Like, I'm bringing you in here from now, so you can learn to respect it. So when you're in here, but when you get to a certain age, you're in here by yourself. I can be anywhere in the world, bro. But you know to yourself, right, this is the games room. When you're enjoying a game and you beat a brother, you can shout as loud and be gassed, and no one's gonna get upset, because that's how you're supposed to react. Yeah, you know what I'm trying to say? So, like, it's sick, but to completion, it's like that part when that said this is like, now this ain't never done, my guy. Like, you know what I'm saying? This ain't never to the point that I was saying, like, as soon as I get a certain amount of funding for this room, it starts bringing its own consistent funding, bro, I want to rip it all down and then build it all again. Even way sicker. Way sick. But the second time it's built, it's like, all right, cool. Everything will already be bought. There'll be an actual architectural blueprint of exactly how it's supposed to be and all that. Kind of, you understand what I'm trying to say? And like, and it'll be like, all right, cool. Like, you saw the journey from like the beginning, from scratch. Mm. Now watch me do it at a bad man level. You know what I'm saying? And people want, and it won't be a thing of, oh, it won't just be like, at that time it'll be, I wish I had that. Yeah. Mm. And that's when everyone can say that. But right now it's like, nah, like, he's building, like, so when people donate on Twitch and everything, like, yeah, it's £50, go and buy that statue, or so like, they're helping build it, you know what I'm saying? So like I said, when it, like, when I get to that level where it's ripped and I'm not thinking of changing anything except for maybe some monitors or speakers as the years go on and everything, that's when it's, that's when you can say completion.
I rate that.
Trust me, bro, it's gonna be mad.
So, I know that you have big plans for that fun house, but how long did it take you to get it to where it is now? Because that's still very impressive.
I've had it for since I officially opened it. Like, that was December 27th last year. Mm-hmm. No, not last year, the year before.
Yeah.
So I've officially had it like a year, 3 months and that. And like, I still, like, this chair is a secondhand chair that my neighbor gave me and everything. I want to change that. Really nice. And do you understand what I'm saying? Like, I didn't have this gaming chair. Midas hooked me up with Nitro Concepts, Overclockers, to get me this chair. I was gaming on this white chair that was over here, kitchen table chair. You know what I'm saying? And like, man had a bunch of secondhand things in there. And it's like, all right, cool. Like, it's okay to grow and start from, you know what I'm trying to say?
Because absolutely.
Do you understand? Because I hate when people, they show something and it looks so polished, but they don't show how they got there. You know what I'm saying? That puts a lot of pressure on people. Like, it makes them feel like, raw, like, oh, well, I've got to spend all my money now to get to that level. Where it's like, no, it's all right for it to look all right. Like, even that unit there, like, with the statues and everything, like, a friend gave that to me a couple of weeks ago. They was throwing it away. And I said, no, let me take that and everything. I'm trying to say it because it is cool to take good things. One man's junk is another man's treasure. You know what I'm trying to say? So it's like, raw, cool. Like, so every opportunity I get, I'll get something new in here, or I'll get gifted something new, or I'll buy something new. You know what I'm saying? And it's like, raw, like, so yeah, it's taken, what's that, 15 months to get looking like this to a decent standard where people feel to themselves, raw, like, you can just leave it at this and it'll be completely fine. But it's like, nah, but I know what I want it to look like. So, I know exactly where I'm taking it to. I know where, how many more statues I want, and how many more, like, frigging compartments I want the statues in, and where the lights and all that kind of stuff there. So, like, it's so cool. But it's just really cool when people admire it the way that it's being admired. You get what I'm saying? Mm. Like, my wife's friends come around sometimes, and women that don't care about gaming and all that kind of stuff there, and before they leave the house, like, my missus is like, oh, she just asks, can you quickly show her the fun house? and it's like yeah, cool. They come in this little man's room, then your little man kid, and it's like, it's not little, is it? Like, you know what I'm saying? and they're like, oh yeah, my partner would love this. And if I say, yeah, no, bring him around, you know what I'm saying? Like, let him come and see some inspiration. You know what I'm trying to say? Like, let the fires be started and everything. And it's like, bro, I've got something that everybody thinks is good. And you know, in times in your life when you feel like you've messed up on so many things, yeah. This is the one thing I feel like, raw, you've actually done something right. You know what I'm saying? It's, as I said, especially when all my family enjoy this and everything, it's like, raw, like, you've actually done something right. And it's not a facade. This ain't the Bugatti. Yeah. And I'm not stunting, you know what I'm trying to say? Like, this is something small that anyone could have done. And I did it. And I did it without, and I'm not trying to look back.
I respect that so much. Like, and I think the most powerful thing is, you know where you want to go with this, and as you said, a lot of people would be happy with that. I mean, I know I would be, but you know, you have that vision for yourself, and you know you want bigger, you know you want better. That's going to be very powerful, and I can't wait to see the evolution of the fun house, because that's going to be an amazing thing. And I think you're going to inspire a lot of people of, you know, our age and the kids.
This is it. My youngest son always comes in there, like, if I say to him, oh, like, you're messing around. Oh, you need not to over the statue. No, you're messing around too much. You got going now. He said to me one time, when I get older, I'm going to have my own fun house and you're not coming. And it's like, yes, son, you are. You know what's there? Yes, son, you are. Like, yeah. this is normality. Imagine, as you said, like, inspiring the kids and everything. Imagine a bunch of kids now look at this room and they're like, oh, like, let me YouTube to see how it is to convert a plus and so. And then it's like, oh yeah, I can do that. And that's super. And everyone's now got, everyone now thinks to themselves, all right, cool. Yeah. I need a fun house as big as that. Oh, he done it in his garage. Okay, cool. So I need to get a good job to be able to get a mortgage, to be able to buy a house, to be able to convert my garage. Rather than, yeah, I just need to buy jewelry and all the, you know what I'm saying? There's nothing wrong with that, kind of, you know what I'm saying? But in the end, it's like, raw, like, I've made you have to take steps to be able to get to, do you understand what I'm trying to say? So it's like, yeah, man, like, it's so cool, bro. So cool.
One thing I've noticed, and it's not just you, a lot of people bigging up Mr. Myers, and he should be bigged up because I think he's a maverick. I think he's an amazing dude. He's improved so many people's lives. Like he gifted you your gaming chair, he gifted me my gaming chair. He is such a don. I've got a lot of respect for Mr. Midas. Mini Midas too. I think they're two sick people.
Sick individuals, man.
Can't wait to see what more stuff they cook, man, because they're amazing brothers.
Yeah. I mean, you touched on banning your son from the fun house. I understand. I know he's not gonna understand.
I kicked him out for 10 minutes. yeah, to learn to calm down, that's it.
I like that. Sinbin settings. So, of course, you've been gaming for a long time. How have your gaming habits changed since becoming the father?
I got less time. It's still within me. You know what I'm saying? Like, I still try to like play as many hours as I can whenever I can. I still enjoy as much as I can. Like, I know to myself, all right, with less time, you got a week to bang to clock this game. Simple as that. It's that simple. But like, no, I'm still as passionate as I was like in the very beginning. I still like look for everything that I want in a game. I still look for the games that are coming out and say, all right, cool, yeah, that need to play this and play that and play this, play that and everything. And furthermore, if anything, it's made me love games more because I'm playing games with him that was cool. Do you know what I'm saying? Like I said, Lego Marvel Super Heroes. The first one I played with my oldest son when he was like 9 and that kind of stuff there. So it's like raw, like it opened up my bandwidth to be able to, you know what I'm saying, to play games that I wouldn't usually be touching, that kind of stuff there. And it's helped like my kids recognize something they love and learn more about things. So like Lego Marvel Superheroes helps my oldest learn about all the Marvel superheroes, and then my youngest and the same thing, oh, is that Groot and that's so and so, rather than just the standard commercial Hulks and all that kind of stuff there. You know what I'm saying? Like, and that's it's like raw, like, yeah, you're becoming, you're recognizing what you love, you're recognizing great games, you're gonna go off and play in that realm of genres that I don't really care for. Or furthermore, you're going to play these games and I may sit there and watch you play and say, you know what? I didn't like that before, but I actually think this is, let me give this a try. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? So like, as a dad, I feel like you always got to be responsible to let your kids know what exists and that kind of stuff. But yeah, like as a dad to games, bro, it's incredible. It's incredible to be able to like revisit the past, play games like Sackboy. You know what I'm saying? There's so many people that like you outgrow these things, and I understand that you outgrow it, and the reasons why you may not go back to it. But when you got a reason to go that far back, it's like, yes, thank you for giving me this. You know what I'm saying? Like it's like so many people think the Incredibles 2 came out. Some people went and got their nephews and nieces to go watch it. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? As an excuse or a reason to go watch it and everything. It's like, yeah, like, thank you for giving me a reason to be able to like enjoy this greatness on different levels rather than me playing as an adult and being like, yeah, but this ain't as good as so-and-so. No, it's not supposed to be. It's supposed to be a kid's game, and I got to enjoy it with my kids, you know what I'm saying? That's it.
Absolutely. I think that's one thing adults need to be better at realizing, that certain things aren't targeted towards you. They are targeted to a younger demographic, and that doesn't necessarily mean that the thing is crap.
That's it.
You can have amazing stories told with no violence, no swearing. Mm-hmm. I don't think making something adult automatically makes something better, you know? Like, so the Lego games have an amazing legacy, you know, just off the bat. Like,
oh my God,
so many good games.
Incredible. They're incredible, bro. And that's the whole thing. Like I said, like, it wouldn't be a game that I'd play by myself, but I got to appreciate them because of my kid. Like, I remember playing Skylanders with my oldest son. Like nobody I knew would be playing that game, but my oldest son made me be able to appreciate. There's so many things like Ben 10, like as like the cartoons, that kind of stuff. Like man wouldn't be able to be like understand why that was greatness. As you know what I'm saying, so it's like my kids give me the opportunities to be able to open my eyes wider. You know what I'm saying? And I'm grateful, man. I'm super grateful.
It's a great statement. I love that. You're also a tech guru. I think there's this video of yours. It might be a reel again. I think you mentioned Knuckles lights, and then you shouted Tails, and then all of a sudden the lights turned. I was like, "Rah, this man is kind of sick, you know? What's going on?"
Wait, what's this? Hey Siri, Knuckle mode.
Oh,
hey Siri, turn Konoha down to 10%. You know what I'm saying? Like, I call it Konoha because it's nano leaves and like the hidden
leaves.
Hey Siri, turn off Konoha. You know what I'm saying? Like, really? Bro, I love tech. I think it's incredible, bro. Like, it takes you to tech in everything now. Everything. And it's like raw. Like, I've always loved it. I've always loved how things work. I'm not too into the mechanism of it, like the making of what kind of stuff there, which is I wish it was something that I was. But here's the funniest thing about the mechanism of it: my oldest son is literally going to uni the next couple of months to study mechanical engineering and robotics, so like he's interested in the mechanisms of it. You know what I'm saying? But he doesn't care for tech. He wants to make it. And I care for tech, so he'll make. So it's like this is sick. That's the whole thing, because everything can become greater if you got the right tech around you. And it's like raw. Like look at the you got a Transformers toy that you make transform the thing. Now they got the Optimus Prime that transforms by itself, and now it's even more enjoyable. Like soon he'll be walking beside you and that kind of stuff there. And like you know what I'm saying? Like friggin', I remember like years ago I saw on the gadget show that there was the pod that traveled with you, and you can put your shopping in there and send it home, and it would, you know, like all these things. And it's like raw, like used correctly, tech can be so incredible. Obviously, like used wrong, it could have major consequences. But what you humans use wrong, you know what I'm saying? That's it. So you know what I'm saying? And that's it. But no, I super love tech, bro.
That's really sick, because I can see that you've clearly got some sort of influence on your son's likes, right? But he didn't just follow what you did. He just didn't like what you did for the sake of it. He's gone and found his own path, but you can see your fingerprints all over the path that he's walked. And that's so sick. I mean, in an ideal world, that's like a sick father-son company where, you know, son's building the stuff and you're doing the tech on it and you're selling it and all that.
This is it.
But yeah, you can just see how involved you have been, you know, in your son's life, and you can see the results paying off. Shout out to him going to uni, because that's still a big thing.
Massive thing, bro.
Huge.
Bro, he was 5 years old saying, when I get older, I'm going to be a scientist. And I say to him, yeah, but you know what type of science you're going to be into. I don't know what type of science I'm going to be. I just know I'm going to build the first flying car. All right, cool. Then I don't know what type of science. Like, I didn't know what type of science is. Then I remember he turned 15 and he's turning 16. I said to him, all right, cool, you're going to sixth form soon. Like, do you know what you're going to be studying to go to uni? He's like, yeah, mechanical engineering. I'm like, all right, I don't know what that is. You know what I'm saying? Like, all right. So I've done research and then I've seen Rod, Tony Stark's a mechanical engineer. Howard from the Big Bang Theory is a mechanical engineer. Elon Musk. I'm like, oh, Rod, you're going to build a flying car. Like, you know, like that. And it's like, you understand what I'm saying? And it's like, Rod, like I may have had a hand in him recognizing like all tech things and that kind of stuff there, but the one thing that I know that I had a hand in was him recognizing what he loves. Yeah, I'm trying to say, and that's the most important thing. He recognized it from young, and he recognized himself. Right, cool. Like, hold on to this. Do not let anybody make you feel like it's dumb. Like, if another parent might have said, oh no, you're not gonna build a flying car, it's not gonna, do you understand what I'm trying to say? And completely and it's like, all right, cool, that dream's at the window now. You don't even know what you're gonna do in life, because you're, that's it. But it's like, nah, like, I've always encouraged him to just recognize things and do you, bro. Like, you know what I'm saying? Your greatness, you know what I'm saying? And he usually say, oh, you always say that because you're my dad. And I'm like, bro, I don't need to tell you anything. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I don't need to tell you anything, bro. You are greatness, bro. Like, go and do the greatness that I believe you can do. No pressure. You know what I'm saying? Like, I already think your greatness, whatever you do or don't do. But it's like, yeah, man, it's crazy. But like, that is super important, bro, that you guide the future like responsibly. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Especially when you know to yourself, raw, like, you look at your life and say, right, you know what? If I had taken more time, which I should have, to do this, that, and so for myself, then I might have had, you understand? So it's like, all right, cool, don't live in the past, but take those regrets and say, all right, cool, give advice, not push, not, you know what I'm saying? Not force, give advice, the advice that you wish that you was given, like, to your like, son or whatever, daughters, whatever, and just say, like, raw, like, this is the way that I wish I had seen the world. Just understand that exists. I'll leave that to whatever angle you see that at. That's it.
Yeah, much respect for that. Mm-hmm. Because there are so many stories of people growing up and you can tell that their parents have just more or less that they've pissed on their dreams, right? They're just, oh, no, you're not. Mm-hmm. And regardless of whether you know the amount of damage you're doing with that, constantly saying that, it gets in there and it stays there.
That's it.
And all of a sudden, a dream is ruined, a career.
That's it. You're restricted. You can't go towards it. That's it. Traumas are real things. Yeah, man.
Yeah. That was an amazing conversation, Joey. It's been a banging podcast. Thank you for coming on. I really appreciate it.
Thank you for having me, my guy. Thank you, man. Trust me.
I feel that there's going to be a lot of people who want to follow you after this podcast. Where can they find you? Where can they keep up to date with Joey's Funhouse?
So Joey's Funhouse is on Instagram, it's on Twitch, it's on YouTube and TikTok. So just Joey's _Funhouse on Instagram. I need to get that changed. I need to forget. And then Joey's Funhouse on all the other platforms. That's it. But yeah, friggin', I'm mostly active on Insta. I do post everything on every single platform, but Insta's the place where I find most of my creativity, and I wanna try it. You know what I'm saying? And just mess around with it. You know what I'm saying? So yeah, like, follow me on all places. I stream, I put out short form content, I put out long form content, and that's just about, man.
If you'd like to keep up to date with the Streamcast, you can follow us at Streamcast_ on Twitter, Instagram, and TikTok. And you can go to our website, thestreamcast.co.uk, for anything from blogs to events, streams, podcasts, and the like. You can find everything that we do there. Until next time, take care of yourselves and your loved ones. Stay safe. We'll see you on the next
Streamcast.